teaching, we do honor all paths, and we talk about changing our thinking so that we can change our life. And sometimes our thoughts are not serving us. So making sure that we are looking at thoughts that will definitely serve us. In Eric Butterworth's book, he says this: a grateful heart sets the foundation that leads to a consciousness of prosperity. It is the beginning of a circle of giving and receiving. There must be a conscious belief on the part of those seeking to demonstrate the principle that their faith and thought are but the avenues through which the law expresses into itself. So it's like having the thought that gets us on the path for that what that we're saying that we want. So sometimes, I've talked about it before, my magic hula hoop, because I like to make my spiritual practice a game. It's kind of a fun thing to do. And I like to picture, imagine, pretend that this is just like a sifter, just filtering any negative thoughts. And I can just sift through any negative thoughts. Sometimes I have to do it a time or two. And I was talking with practitioner Cindy this morning. She's like, maybe you need your magic hula hoop. I'm like, I do. Because sometimes our thoughts will take us to a different level. And we're looking at everything that's wrong instead of everything that's right. And there's so much that's right. Right? Yeah. There is so much that's right. It's like looking in the mirror and noticing the things that are wrong instead of the things that are right. It's like, let that go. Take the magic hula hoop. Cleanse those thoughts so that you can step into something better. And then my hula hoop becomes a vortex, putting in everything that it is that I'm moving towards. It's planting those seeds. It's like, okay, here's my little crop of manifestations, the things that I'm wanting in my life. So let me picture, imagine, pretend, and visualize that they're all right there. And then I can just step right into that thought. Step right into that vortex and just immerse myself in it. Because the more we immerse ourselves in the thoughts of goodness, the thoughts of love, the thoughts of gratitude, the more we have to be grateful for. Which is one of the things that Eric Butterworth says. You do not need something to be grateful for. You need only the desire to feel grateful. Invoke Plato's law. When you feel grateful, you become great. How many of us want to be great? Yes. How many of us already are great? Yeah, we are. So we get to celebrate that. When you feel grateful, you become great and eventually attract great things. So when we get into that attitude of gratitude and being grateful. So I'm going to have a charge for everyone this week. In fact, it's going to be a competition. How many of you like competitions? I do. Love them. I have a very competitive spirit. And I want everyone to win, and I'll cheer everyone on, but you know what? I want to win. So my charge to all of you this week is to send out letters, emails, notes of gratitude to people that you love. Keep track of that. Whoever has the most next week wins a fabulous prize. I won't even tell you what it is, but so fabulous. You just won't even imagine, because I don't even know what it is yet. So so how can we imagine it? So my sister teaches fourth grade, and I love listening to her stories about the little kids, because I remember when my kids were little and all the great things that they would come up with. And she was telling me one of the little boys kept acting out, and she went up to him. And you know, when kids act out, it's because they haven't had enough attention. So she said, you know, you do not have to act out to get attention. If you want some attention, just come up and tell me I want some attention, and then I'll give you a hug. They can do side hugs at school. And so the little boy came up one day at school, and he said, Mrs. Hilberg, I want detention. And she's like, what? You want detention? She said, you know, that means you're staying in at recess. He's like, no, I want to go outside at recess. I just want detention. And she said, oh, you mean attention. He's like, yeah, I want a hug. And sometimes it's just a matter of asking for what it is that we're wanting, what we're choosing. Because maybe we're acting out in our life, acting out in our world, and we forgot to ask Spirit for what it is that we're wanting. Because God, Spirit, universe will give us whatever it is that we're wanting, as long as we're clear and we've asked for it. Ask and you will receive. As the great teacher Jesus said, ask and it is given. Abundantly, overflowing. The things that Jesus did, we can do too. What a great teacher. He said all this, and yet sometimes we're like, oh, I don't know if I could have it. I don't know if I'm worthy. Something inside of us blocks that flow. So putting all of those things down, or use a magic hula hoop like I do to cleanse yourself, and it's like, let me put that thought down. And let me step into the divinity that's right here in the hula hoop, or right here where I am, right where you are, and really honoring and loving ourselves. Now, when you're writing the grateful notes this week, don't forget to write a grateful note to yourself. So grateful for how wise you are, how amazing you are, and how you see the divinity in life, how you're looking for the good instead of looking for everything that's wrong. Seek ye first the kingdom, and then everything else comes in line. And what that means to me is that first, we're seeking to raise our consciousness, seeking to be of Christ consciousness, where we are thinking positive and good thoughts. And then everything else is given unto you. Ernest Holmes says this in Can We Talk to God? There must be a consciousness of belief on the part of those seeking to demonstrate this principle, that their faith and thought are but avenues through the law that expresses itself unto them. Making sure that we are being of grateful heart. I'm grateful for everything that's happening in my life. You know, as we get going on Thanksgiving, I always think of my grandmother, who lived to be 103. She drove until she was 102, and then she stopped driving because she didn't think she'd be able to pass the eye test. So it's like, yeah, Grandma, it's a good idea. Let's put that license down. But we all made a photocopy of her driver's license because it, you know, 1910, very few people were born then, and so many things that she saw. But she was always the one to have Thanksgiving at her house. And we'd all come, and she'd always make the turkey, and everybody else would bring a few things. But she was absolutely amazing, and I think we all have a place. And if we don't have a place like that, think of a place and create it where you walk in and you smell that wonderful, to me it was smelling love, because she was doing the home cooking and there was so much love and warmth and being in the cold in Nebraska, and you walk into a warm house that's filled with a wonderful aroma, it just makes you feel like, ah, I'm home. Which is the feeling that I want everyone to have when they walk in this door. It's like, ah, I'm home. I can be myself here. I know I'm loved here unconditionally, just as I am. And then we put all of those other thoughts aside and step into the divinity of who we are. So, taking the opportunity, in fact, this was a great line that Ernest Holmes said, people need to be given the opportunity to give in life. Keep the law of give and receiving going. Having the opportunity to give in life. What is mine to give? And what I found when people get depressed or get sad, it's because they're staying in their own little world and forgetting to be of service. Because when we go out there and we start giving and making somebody else feel good, then it lifts up our own vibration. So if we get stuck in a place where it's like, oh, I'm not feeling so good, then that is my time to give. Where can I give? Where can I be of service? What can I do? Even if it's giving flowers to someone or giving a compliment or even giving a smile. So where can I give? And then being in that space of, I don't need any thanks for that. It's just the givingness of my heart, where it's not, we're sitting here waiting, well, why don't they say thank you? Where we're giving unconditionally without any need for a gift back or any need for even a thanks, but just the good feeling of us giving. And there's been so many wonderful studies that the more one gives, the better they feel. Giving compliments, giving love. And I know that I feel better with myself when I'm giving myself good thoughts rather than those negative thoughts. Anybody else do that? Sometimes you're, you know, it's like, oh, where are the good thoughts? Let me jump on a different train because that train's not going in a good space. So being in that space of, ah, oh, I'm just in that space of love and giving. There is a wonderful, amazing, fabulous affirmation. Oh man, I got the whole thing back there. Never mind, I'm going to just get it. So we're just going to be comfortable with each other today, yeah? So I have this wonderful treatment by Ernest Holmes on abundance. It's actually in the back foyer. And it, talking about the grateful heart. And the more we give, the better we feel. There it is. I'm surrounded by pure spirit, by God, the living spirit. My thought is God thought. And I have to read this every single morning to remind myself, my thought is God thought. And God always says yes. So if I'm having negative thoughts, then it's like, oh, let me clean that thought up. Because that is not a God thought. Let me have a God thought. Everything that I do is a success. I am led, guided, and inspired by the living spirit of love. By the living spirit of love. Let me be that space of love. And let me remind myself when words that maybe want to come out, let me put those down. Being a parent with four children, I had four children in the course of 3 3/4 years a long time ago. And once in a while, they would maybe do something that wasn't as pleasant as I would like it to be. Three boys and one girl, and sometimes they like to take things apart and they like to get into things. And I always wanted to make sure, because I know that words will hurt more than anything else. It's like, let me keep my tongue quiet. That's why I love that song by Emma Curtis Hopkins, Rise Up, O My Soul. Be mindful of what it is that I'm saying. Be my tongue whenever the words are coming out, because I want to make sure that every word that I say is loving and kind so that they won't have to go through a lot of therapy later, which I told my children. I said, you know, I will pay for your therapy until you're 25. After that, you are on your own. So if you have anything to heal, let's heal it, right? None of them took me up on that offer, so, and they're all doing very good, and they're all very successful. But one of the things that I learned when my kids were children is that kids learn three ways. One, by example. Two, by example. Three, by example. So the best thing that I can do for my children is be a great example. And I think that is true for anything going on in life. Be a great example. Don't do as I say, do as I do, which is what kids will do. So making sure that I am loving myself always to the next level, loving myself through something instead of getting stuck. Because sometimes we get stuck in stuff, and it's like, let me put that down and let me move forward. Let me continue doing the best that I can with everything that I do. And let me be mindful of the words that I'm saying all day long. Because those words and those thoughts that I'm having all day long are creating my world. And there's a lot of stuff going on out there. And we can look at that and say, oh, everything that's wrong. But back 2,000 years, people were killing for sport, you know? In the Renaissance days and way, way back when. So it's like right now, there's things going on, and yet there's good things going on. So can I focus on the good things that are going on instead of looking at everything and just saying, oh my gosh, everything's horrible. Let me look at the good things that are going on. Let me make sure that I'm loving my world to the next level. Let me make sure that I'm looking at everyone through the eyes of love. And let me get excited about that, because life is amazing. And we get the opportunity to come out here and do whatever it is that we're choosing. So getting clear about what it is that we're choosing. Ernest Holmes, in this wonderful prayer on abundance, says, I always have abundance of money and abundance of whatever it takes to make my life opulent. There is a continuous movement toward me of money and all that I express fullest under happiness and of action. So Ernest Holmes talks a lot about treat and move your feet. And in this teaching, we do spiritual mind treatment, which is like a positive prayer. But the first part is recognizing that God is all there is and that we're one with that. And then recognizing all things are possible. And then we go to the gratitude and give thanks for it and release it to the universal action of the law. And I always think of it as the universal boomerang, because whatever I throw out there is going to come back. So I want to make sure that everything that I throw out there in mind, in emotion, in feelings, that I'm throwing out that goodness, throwing out love so it comes back, throwing out goodness so it comes back. And then being at that space of gratitude, knowing that it's already happening, that life is good and life is very good. So taking that all in. Next week I'm doing a forgiveness workshop because I know a lot of people will be with their family on Thanksgiving. I do like to do the forgiveness workshop at least once a quarter to keep my own self clean, because I know sometimes that my thoughts are not always the highest, and it's a constant. You know, it's a constant every single day. I always say that this teaching is simple, but it's not easy because it takes a dedication. It takes a being mindful 24/7, making sure that we're listening to our own thoughts, that we're being aware of what thought vibrations we're putting out there, and being aware of the emotions that we're putting out there. Because sometimes we're uptight, angry, and sending that out there. I don't want to send that because universal boomerang, that'll smack me right back in my face. So let me make sure that I'm being very clear on what my intentions are and being in that vibration of love, regardless of what's going on. So the competition again. Who's in on the competition? How many letters of gratitude will you send out there? All right, and maybe you don't want to get into the competition, but I would like to see you be mindful of what it is that comes back, because the more good that comes is sent out there, the more good that comes back. I've done this experiment so many times with myself, I feel like I should put on a lab coat and have my little beakers, because we're religious scientists, and it's like mixing these ideas together. The more gratitude I pour into this cup, of course my cup runneth over, but the more gratitude I put out there in the world and letting people know how incredibly important they are to me, the more I get that back. And so many good miracles happen with that. So I'm knowing that it's a week of miracles, a week of love, a week of goodness, and a week of gratitude, just as it is. And then I always remember that pain is in direct proportion to my expectation. So let me not have expectation on that. Let me just be in the openness, and let me just give with an open heart, not expecting anything back, but being at that space of giving. Give love. Give gratitude. Give excitement. Give enthusiasm. You know, when I walk in a door, I like it when... I was going to say when the dog greets me, because the dog gets really happy and excited. But I like to think that I do that too when people come to my home. It's like, oh, you're here. Yay. I'm excited. Or then, oh, hey, hi, could you go get this? Or could you do that? Hey, good to see you. So be that space of enthusiasm. Let's give some love. Let's get some excitement. Because people love to be welcomed that way. Don't y'all love to be welcomed that way? I'm so glad you're here. Yay! And we're going to have some good turkey next door. I made turkey. I made some dressing. And I know other people made some amazing things. So we're going to have a wonderful, wonderful meal together. So let's think about the gratitude and everything that we're grateful for, and how many people in our lives that touch our lives in so many wonderful ways. And let's go inside our heart of hearts, closing our eyes to any distractions as we just go within, breathing in the fullness of life, letting go of anything that does not serve us, knowing that there is one mind, one power, one infinite intelligence, knowing that it flows in, as, and through each and every one of us. As I speak my word and claim for all of us, that this is the best week ever. That we are just in that open and receptive and giving space, giving love to each and every person, giving love to ourselves where we start from home base, and we send it out into the world. Sending love to the universe, knowing that everything is in divine order, knowing that as we send this goodness out there, that the goodness continues to flow, that we see our life